What about somebody who goes around with a smile on his face all the time and easy going sort of person? You'd say he's mighty what?
Good natured.
Mm-hmm. And a boy who reaches a certain age and he just bumps into things, trips over his own feet. So he's awfully
gawky, okay. Awkward.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
nut.
Yeah. Would you say anything besides that? He's a nut, he's a...
I don't know,
an idiot. What about the word fool there?
Mm-hmm.
You might say so-and-so mm-hmm. is just
an old fool.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been told that that was a rather strong thing to say about a person?
Yes.
Or is there any sort of biblical, injunctions against the use of that word?
No.
Somebody who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it. You'd say he's a...
tied as a paper on the wall.
Okay.
You want miser.
Miser. Tightwad?
Yeah.
So you might call him a...
Tightwad.
If I said this about a girl, she's as common as she can be. What would that word common mean to you?
Not very nice.
Not very nice. You mean she's... didn't have a very good upbringing, or she's kind of loose, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it would not be a complimentary thing to say about somebody. Okay. Talking about an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he can still take care of himself, get around pretty well. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still 90.
Spry.
Okay. And if your children are out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose anything's wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Or you wouldn't feel easy about it, you'd feel... What would the opposite of easy be? I feel a little... I can't help feeling a little... Put a U in front of it.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I can't help feeling a little...
Uneasy.
Sure, yeah, that's what I want. Talking about a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say that he's what of the dark?
Afraid.
Okay. This phrase, you might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she afraid in the past.
She used to be.
What about the negative of that? If you had to use used to be in there somewhere in this context. I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to be afraid. She, wait a minute. I don't know why she's afraid now. She didn't used to be.
Right. Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight with the doors unlocked, you say he's really
careless?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I say if I have a relative, I might say about, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just that every now and then she acts a little...
That did it the best.
Waving the hand. If I kept my hands in my lap, what?
Peculiar.
All right.
Loony.
Okay. Now, if I said... There's nothing wrong with her. It's just every now and then she acts a little queer.
Yeah.
Would that do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, has that word changed its meaning over the years to you?
Yeah.
So nowadays when you hear it, it might bring to mind what?
Besides, acting peculiar.
If I just said that boy's queer.
Yes. Now you think of homosexuals. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, sure, right. But the word could still mean just peculiar or eccentric.
Yes.
Or